Our second story now. The UN Security Council has once again turned a blind eye on Israeli atrocities in the occupied Palestinian territories. The 15-member council has failed to agree on a statement that would have deplored the deaths of Palestinians in recent Israeli raids. In a closed-door council meeting on Monday, the Russian ambassador proposed a press statement after listening to a Palestinian appeal. But the U.S. envoy rejected any reference to Israel. According to a diplomatic source, Samantha Power said that any language directly criticizing Israel would be a red line for Washington. However, another council member, Jordan, wanted a stronger language, saying deploring Israel is simply not enough. Tel Aviv has launched a deadly crackdown in the West Bank under the pretext of searching three missing Israeli teenagers. Several Palestinians have been killed and hundreds of others detained in the Israeli offensive. Let's go to London and talk to Kamal Hawash, vice chair of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Welcome, sir. Mr. Hawash, first of all, why is Israel America's red line?
It's quite astonishing, really, that the United States of America, which has always defended Israel, sometimes allowed resolutions that criticize it, now says even criticizing Israel for murder, for killing, for home demolitions, for imprisonment is a red line. Really quite astonishing, and they wonder why people speak of double standards. It couldn't be clearer to anyone with any objectivity that what Israel has embarked on since the three teenagers went missing isn't a search for them, but a determined policy to dehumanize the Palestinians, to oppress them, and to make sure that they know who is the boss. There is no reason why five people should have lost their lives up to now. Some of them in cities as far away from where these alleged kidnappings took place in Nablus. It makes no sense, but it also demonstrates to the whole world that Israel can act with impunity because the United States won't allow even criticism of it.
And there is talk of a third intifada happening in the Palestinian territories. How do you think it will go this time?
Well, we get mixed messages. People are definitely, the Palestinian street is at boiling point. Firstly, because of Israel's actions, which are absolutely disgraceful and do not comply with any humanitarian, international humanitarian law, but also because they suspect that the Palestinian Authority, led by President Mahmoud Abbas, is working so closely on the security front with Israel that they detect no difference. Now, that's really worrying, because if people believe that the Palestinian Authority itself is now complicit in what they are experiencing, then that will add fuel to the fire of a possible future intifada. Mahmoud Abbas has made it clear that he will not allow an intifada to happen. Well, he must speak to the Palestinian people and tell them what his strategy is, so we can all understand what he's trying to do. Simply saying that he feels sorry for these three settlers who shouldn't have been even been in the occupied territories, having been abducted, but not to move heaven and earth to make sure that Israel is censured and criticized for its killings, is simply leaving the Palestinians feeling absolutely bemused as to what their leadership is doing.
And very briefly, what do you think about the unity government? How much can it counter Israel?
Well, it wasn't designed to counter Israel. It was designed to arrange for elections. That was clear from the beginning. But Israel has said it will not allow elections in East Jerusalem. It will not allow Hamas to take part in the elections. So, quite simply, its mandate, the mandate to ensure there are Palestinian elections, is already dead in the water. So it's very difficult to see what it can do. Unity is very important to the Palestinians. I hope that is maintained. But it doesn't seem as if this unity government can do much.
All right. Kamal Hawash, Vice Chair of Palestine Solidarity Campaign from London. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.